Diverse family businesses, varied sizes, industries. From ancient times to the present day, family businesses have grown across various sizes and industries. Back in the days of hunters and gatherers, families with special crafting skills would swap their goods with other families. Fast forward to today, where having relatives calling the shots or working alongside you can significantly impact how a business operates. And it's not just those directly involved in the business, relationships with family members outside of the official setup can shake things up too. Even though the mom-and-pop store on the corner might seem small, big corporations like Walmart are also run by families. Take JCT600, a major car dealership in the UK. It's been passed down through four generations. Next time you're shopping at Asda, which is owned by Walmart, you'll find products from loads of other family businesses on the shelves. Family businesses often run on a unique set of rules. A small bunch of relatives usually runs the show, while a larger group owns a piece of the pie. For them, it's not just about making money, they care about keeping the business going for generations. It's not uncommon for these kinds of businesses to stick around for over 100 years, and some have been at it for a millennium. Harvard's three-circle model unravels family business complexities. The three-circle model, crafted at Harvard Business School in the 1970s, helps us grasp the complexities of family businesses. Imagine three overlapping circles like a Venn diagram. One circle stands for family, another for business, and the third for ownership. Picture family members who aren't owners or employees in one section. But because family and business are intertwined, there are also sections for family members who work in the business and those who both work in it and own a part of it. Relationships among family members who are also owners can either benefit or harm the business. When family members own shares in a business but aren't actively involved, they worry about being able to sell those shares if there's no market available. Even if they don't grasp all the ins and outs of the business, they might still want a say in decisions. However, family members who aren't directly tied to the business financially can offer valuable support, especially in the early stages. Sometimes, even those without a financial stake feel deeply connected to the business on an emotional level. In one family business, the CEO, who was a family member, hired an outsider as a manager. However, the CEO soon realized that this new manager struggled to grasp crucial decisions. Upon investigation, it was found that the family often discussed business matters during various informal gatherings like meals, holidays, and car rides. These discussions were essential for setting strategies and making decisions. Unfortunately, the manager was not part of these talks, and the CEO hadn't recognized their significance. This situation highlights the importance of understanding the perspectives of different groups involved in a business, the family, the owners, and the business participants. The three-circle model can help shed light on why these groups may have differing viewpoints. Unruly nature of family businesses. Running a family business is like juggling different balls. One big challenge is figuring out who will lead the company next. That's a business concern. On the other hand, deciding which college a family member should go to or what they should study is more of a family matter. But here's the twist: if a family member is being trained to become the future CEO, then the business has to care about their education and skills. It's like preparing them for the big leagues. Families and companies both undergo significant changes over time. In families, parents grow older, and children mature into adults. Relationships can also become more complex due to divorces, breakups, and the addition of stepchildren. When it comes to family businesses, some people mistakenly believe that family members are less professional compared to unrelated managers, but that's just a myth. Management shifts boost professional evolution. As management and ownership change, businesses often evolve, becoming more structured and formal. This evolution speeds up over time. For example, take the story of Bert and Don Dennis, who steered their Australian engineering and construction company through 50 years of steady growth. Eventually, they faced a crucial decision: sell the business or strengthen it as a family enterprise. After discussing with their adult children, they chose the latter path. Instead of selling, the Dennis family opted to professionalize their firm. This meant implementing formal controls and adopting a new mission to ensure long-term success. To formalize their commitment, they established the Dennis Family Corporation, securing the company's future profitability for generations to come. Every family business needs two types of governance, one for running the business and another for managing family matters. When running a business, it's crucial to think ahead about potential issues like divorces and stepchildren and understand the rights of spouses or partners. Inheritance and tax considerations also play a significant role. While strong families might naturally work well together, it's essential to realize that this strength might not always pass down through the generations. That's why some formal structures can help ensure smooth operations and family harmony in the long run. Family dynamics and business studies. When it comes to studying family businesses, most of the focus lands on American and European viewpoints. These studies often talk about rules, contracts, and legal stuff. But they miss out on something big: family and social connections. These connections can be even more important in family businesses than fancy corporate rules. Family businesses without a clear plan for passing the torch can run into big trouble, just like what happened with Columbia Sportswear. Gert Boyle's parents started the company, but when her husband, who was the CEO, suddenly passed away, he left her in the dark about a lot of important stuff. At just 47, he had a heart attack, and Boyle found herself clueless about the business's finances and management. With no solid rules in place, neither the family nor the employees knew what was going on. But Boyle and her son didn't let that stop them. They faced the challenge head-on, turning things around and making Columbia Sportswear a big name in sportswear worldwide. Effective governance empowers business success. In some cultures, it's unthinkable to question older family members who hold power in a business. These seniors often tightly grip their authority, making it difficult for others to contribute. This can lead to a lack of innovation and conflicts between generations. Younger family members might even choose to leave the business because of these tensions. Sibling rivalries can also cause serious damage, tearing the company apart. Some family owners only care about the profits they receive and show no interest in planning for the future. This divide between family members who work in the business and those who only own it can worsen factionalism, making it harder to solve these problems. In 1825, Clark Shoes stepped onto the scene, growing into a powerhouse with 14,000 employees by 1993. But as the years passed, internal strife brewed among the hundreds of family shareholders. Business took a hit, dividends shrank, and two opposing camps emerged, one backing the chairman from outside the family, the other clamoring for his removal. When a potential buyer came knocking, Clark sprang into action. They formed a council to represent the shareholders and kept the company within the family's grasp, albeit with a twist: a deadline loomed for a public listing. In a dramatic turn, the contentious chair stepped down, making way for a seasoned family member to take the reins. With conflicts resolved, Clark's Shoes emerged triumphant, bagging the prestigious J.P. Morgan Award for Family Governance. Joe Gallo started a winery in the early 1900s. He married into another winemaking family, and they had three sons. The older boys grew up working in the vineyards, dealing with their father's bad temper. When the youngest son came along, the business was already successful, sparking jealousy among the siblings. Over the years, things turned messy. Their parents died tragically, there were accusations of fraud, and lawsuits flew around. Despite the chaos and lack of proper planning, the business thrived. After the last brother passed away in 2007, the next generations of the family took over. They decided to bring in outside experts to help run things smoothly. Intense emotions in family businesses. Emotions run high in family businesses, making governance crucial. A family charter, like a rulebook, lays down the ground rules for the business and family members. It covers everything from who's part of the family to the business's values and goals. It outlines financial guidelines and clarifies the roles of future generations, the board, or the family council. Family gatherings bring relatives together to talk, learn, and bond while also dealing with family matters and business growth. Bigger families might organize retreats, mixing social activities with discussions on business. These get-togethers help build relationships, reducing conflicts, and boosting understanding among members. In larger businesses, the family office handles the family's money, offering legal, insurance, and financial help, and spreading investments to lower risks. Corporate governance remains crucial, even though most family businesses operate privately and are not subject to typical corporate governance regulations. In the United Kingdom, the Waite's Corporate Governance Principles for Large Private Companies provide guidelines tailored to private companies. Additionally, many family businesses develop their corporate governance codes, often with input from the International Family Business Network. Preemptive crisis policies enhance governance. When families run businesses, planning for crises before they strike is crucial. As family businesses grow and younger members reach adulthood, the need for organized family governance becomes even more apparent. One major challenge faced by such businesses is passing the torch to the next generation, a process known as succession. A prime example of this is the British royal family, often referred to as the firm. Their experiences shed light on both the hurdles and advantages of handling succession in a family business. When the leaders of family businesses, like the British monarchy, are hesitant to step down, it can create big problems. In the case of the monarchy, the oldest son has typically taken over, although this changed in 2013 to allow for female succession. While these rules might not always pick the best leader, they do help avoid confusion and arguments. In family businesses, traditional succession to the oldest son may not yield optimal results, as studies indicate poorer performance compared to alternatives. Planning for unexpected events like divorce is crucial, as it can complicate ownership arrangements. In such cases, trusts, particularly in jurisdictions following English legal traditions, prove invaluable. Trusts ensure equitable distribution of assets, safeguarding shares for children from previous marriages. This measure maintains the integrity and security of the family business, ensuring continuity across generations. Family businesses focus on charity and community. Forbes reports that 80% of family businesses globally engage in philanthropy, following examples of Rockefellers, Carnegies, and Fords. In India, Tata Group's founder established a trust for higher education, continued by Tata Sons. This tradition underscores their commitment to scientific and educational endeavors through formalized philanthropic efforts and individual contributions. Family businesses often resist change due to certain factors, but they also foster an environment ripe for invention and innovation. Companies like Samsung Group and Cadbury have proven this with their disruptive innovations. Unlike many corporations fixated on immediate profits, family businesses take a longer-term approach. This patience allows them to cultivate innovation until it blossoms into success. Key points. 1. Family businesses, from small stores to giants like Walmart, span ages and industries. 2. Harvard's three-circle model explains family business complexities. 3. Management shifts promote professional growth, like the Dennis Australian Company. 4. Governance structures, like family charters, manage emotions and conflicts. 5. Preemptive crisis policies, like succession planning, secure family businesses. 6. Family businesses prioritize philanthropy, following influential examples. 7. Tradition meets innovation in family businesses, ensuring sustainable growth.